Welcome everybody, share number 165. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we've been talking about until now, if one put flour, one of the five various different grains into food, and whether it was cooked, we have to really talk about if it was cooked or not. But Lamaisa, we said the bracha in general is going to be a bore mine mizonos, even if it is the minority, as long as it was put there for taste or sustenance. And we spoke about if it's for the mechanics of the food, then it would not be a bore mine mizonos. Okay, so now the question comes up is to what about a drink? If somebody has a drink somehow, and they put one of the five grains into the drink, or they put flour into the drink, for whatever the reason is, they're putting something that is a bore mina mizonos and they're mixing it into the drink, what halacha would that have? Do we say, whether it's the minority or the majority, do we say that that drink, they're drinking it, they're not eating it, and they're not biting it, they're not doing anything, they're just, it's a drink. Do we say that that also has, do we make the bracha bore mina mizonos, or do we say that since it is taka, a drink, we are going to make a shahakol nihiya bedvarei? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us straight out in Siman Reish Yud Beis, which is our Siman Reish Yud Beis, at the end of Sif Aleph, all the way at the end, he says all these halachas apply in reference to the putting, the chameshes mini dagan, one of the five grains, and it's going to be ikker, and it's going to be mizonos, and the like, and going in conjunction with all the halachas which we've been talking about, is on one condition. He says, ach bilvad im yesh bahem mamish. That's only if there is something, some sort of mamash, is there something there? So explains to us the Mishnah Berurah, the Oiz V'Hodor, he explains that that this taruvus, this mixture, is roy lila isa, is taka roy, it's fit to chew. In other words, the mixture whereby you have mizonos mixed in, it has to be something whereby you could chew it. In order to say that you have to make a mizonos, and all the halachas we've been talking about till now apply, is where something where it has to be chewable. And it has to be chewable, he says, machmas hakemach, therefore, v'nikra machal, then it's going to be called a food per se, a machal of food. So again, so just to chazer over, the Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Berurah Eis V'Hodor explaining it says that this, where we say the mizonos, it has to be a chewable food. If you're going to put, a person's going to put, he says further, aval im, a person's going to put the flour into the drink, aval, the Mishnah Berurah explains to us, and again, with the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah Eis V'Hodor, aval im irav kemach b'mayim harbe, if somebody is going to put a lot of water, let's say, they're going to make it into a drink with this flour. And how much flour, how much water are they putting into the flour? Kol kach ad shehu, he says like this, aval im irav kemach b'mayim harbe kol kach ad shehu rach, until it's going to be so soft and so flimsy, so to say, kedei sheyehei roi l'shasiyah, until it's going to become a drink. It's going to be ready to drink. Then we're going to say mevarech shahakol. Then we make a shahakol and we do not make a mizonos. And the Mishnah Berurah Eis V'Hodor explains, and what do you mean by a drink? What where do we draw the line? So drawing the line, he explains, it says the Mishnah Berurah Eis V'Hodor, v'yefshel also that it's not possible, one can't chew it, it's not chewable anymore, it's now drinkable. And even though a person's going to go ahead and say, well, one second, I put flour, I put from the chameshes mini dagan, I might have put barley, ground up barley, whatever the case is, but I put it and I mixed it into the drink, and you know, and it's part of the drink, and it's giving it sustenance, and it's giving it taste, and all the things that we spoke about till now, whereby you have to make a mizonos. But if it's not chewable, it's only drinkable, it's now a drink. Ve'ein bezeh, tells us, the explains to us further, the Mishnah Berurah Eis V'Hodor, ein bezeh hashivus lemine dagon umevarach shahakol. This would not take on the importance, it would not take on the chashivas of the mine dagon, of the flour or the five grains or whatever it is that was ground up, but it's a bor mine mizonos. It would not take it on because of the fact that it's not chewable, it's only drinkable, umevarach shahakol, and one would have to make a shahakol on that drink. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Very important to keep in mind, because sometimes there are drinks whereby One puts flour in for whatever reason. One puts anything else that might be a mazonos when it's mixed into a food. One of the chameshes minadagan, barley, spelt, whatever it is, ground up. So to make a long story short, the bottom line is, where do we draw the line? If it's not chewable, if it's a drinkable food, even though one put in the flour, and you're going to say, well, it's a question of mazonos or not. No, but once it's a drink, it's not something that a person chews. It's something that a person drinks. No matter what he put in the flour. Once it's drinkable, you make a shahakal, and you do not make mazonos because of the fact, again, that the flour does not take the precedence over here. The fact that it's a drink, it nullifies it, sort of, and makes it into a shahakal. It's only over there that we make a mazonos when it's a chewable food. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.